Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachas of Boina, of building on Shabbos. And in Yet Hashem, this will be the last year on Boina when it comes to Mechubal Karka. And in Yet Hashem, we're going to go in the next Yurim to the halachas of Binyan and Stira Bekalim, which has a lot of different practical applications. Now, we started talking about toilets in last year, and in this year, we'll talk about, are you allowed to use a plunger on Shabbos? That means if the toilet gets stuffed and you want to use a plunger to unstuff the toilet, is that mutter on Shabbos? What's the shiloh? So it's a big machlokes on paiskim, this is mutter or not. Because since the toilet is considered something that's mechubal karka, and I'm repairing this toilet, so maybe it goes to the issa of baina because I'm repairing the toilet on Shabbos. But others say that nothing wrong with the toilet. The toilet is still 100% good. There's just a blockage in the toilet. It's like you have a bottle and something is blocked in there. You just want to push it in. And you're doing it with a plunger. Therefore, it's not called tikkamon. It's not called baina. Because I'm just removing the blockage on Shabbos. That shouldn't be a problem. So that's the machlokes ha'paiskim. Some say it's mutter. Some say it's asur. Now, that's pashut. If it's very badly stuffed and you have to use a snake, that l'kuli alma is asur. Because that definitely is called a tikkamon. That definitely makes the toilet be considered broken. And therefore, that's called fixing the toilet. And that'll be asur. The whole shaila is to use a plunger, which might just take two, three plunges, and it's not so stuffed, and it's not such a big maisa uman either, it's not something they're doing professionally, it's not really broken, is that mutter also? So, in the Sefer Shabbos home from Simcha Munakon, he brings down, he says, Machlokes HaPaiskim, and he wants to come out that since it's a shaila of a deraisa, therefore, if there's other facilities available, you just try to use other bathrooms until after Shabbos, or get a non-Jew, get a guy to plunge the toilet. But there are others, I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, who says that it's mutter, because it's not called tikkamana. It's not called tikkamana. You're just taking out the thing that stuffed it, and that's not called a tikkamana. So, l'chaira, since it's a Indian of Kavod HaBriyos, a lot of times we need every bathroom we can have, so therefore there's a big makom to mekel. So I think the best thing we do is do it with a shinui. Try not to do it the regular way. Try to do it in a way, like try to hold it in a funny way, and try to plunge it that way, and that will be definitely a better way to do it in that way. Now, that's pashut. When it comes to a sink, that the drain got full with stuff, and that drain goes in and out a bunch of times in the sink, so that's pashut, that's mutter on Shabbos, that's not a shiloh, because that's the little drain that all the garbage gets caught in there, you pick it up and out, in and out the whole day, that's not a shiloh of tikkamana, that would be pashut's mutter. The whole shiloh is when it comes to a sink or to a toilet where it gets stuff, the shiloh can use a plunger. And that's also pashut, that you can't undo any of the pipes in order to unstuff it. That's also, it's pashut, that would also go into the Isser of Tikkamana. The whole shaila is got to be a plunger. We're saying it could be it's a machlekes, but there are those who are mekel. And makom kavod HaBriyos, nearly nis daiti, if you do it with a shinui or get a non-Jew, that'll be the best way to go about this.